Chapter 47, Bizarro Dale. Veronica and Reggie resort to desperate measures, Moose grapples with an intimate decision, and the Riverdale adults heed a grim warning. This is Jughead!
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Jughead, where
that's some
are
flair.
You?
Yeah, do you like that I put my stank on it?
Hold
this
up,
time?
I gotta find a fact.
No! Right I'm away. Not waiting,
right,
Jordan.
Right away, I gotta find a fact.
It's Jordan again, it's Tom, I'm Tom, and it is Jugheads. We're both Jugheads, back at it again. This May 28 of 2019, but you're not gonna hear this until May 31st, because that's how...
Today's not the 28th, is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the date right now.
Oh, it is.
I'm looking at the date.
God damn.
Currently, it's the 28th, almost June. By the time you're hearing this, chances are, it's June. Jordan? June, Jordan. Would do you think June? That if you were...
I don't know if it is. Is June you, a 31?
June?
Or May? Is May a 31?
May is most definitely a 31.
I don't think it's going to be June then.
Yeah, no, it will be May 31st when this comes out, but I'm saying that chances are, because of our low listenership, it's probably June
later.
Or later.
Yeah.
And it might even
Happy
be June.
January.
Happy January. What's new in your life? What's new and exciting? Jordan, what's going on? As the four non-blondes famously asked,
hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah.
So is the fact that you just go to IMDb and it's something that anyone could do?
Did you know?
It's something that anyone could do at any time.
That's not trivia.
Uh-huh.
That's the only trivia for this episode.
Can I read it?
Yes.
This okay.
That's just something that happens in the episode.
Well, we can't talk about it now because for all we know, the person who's listening to this hasn't even watched this episode yet. They're going to watch it along with us.
Yeah.
So Jordan,
well, no, they're not doing that, or they're a dumb shit.
Jordan, how's your week?
Good.
Going? No, it's not good. You said you were sick.
I went to I was sick last week.
Yeah.
But on Saturday I went to a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you didn't get in.
I could not. It was so full.
They friggin' took one look at your broke ass. They said this guy's not coming in here.
I did make it into the Raptors Instagram video though about the line. I'm at the very start of the video.
Oh, good. The one that starts way at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that video. I said, this guy's broke ass never getting anywhere near Jurassic Park. Only Jurassic Park he's going to is being lowered into the Raptor tank to be free to eat.
I got there in the line a little after 4, and it was, yeah. Basically, if you want to get in for the finals, you got to get there at like 11 or noon or something.
I guess I might be going to one of the finals, and I guess I have to go for like 9 a.m. or whatever.
You got to go at that early. You got to make it a whole day.
Does anyone know what we're talking about? It's basketball time. It is basketball that we're talking about there.
I mean, I would assume that most, maybe not. Do you think most people that listen to this are within the Southern Ontario area?
Most of them are in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, if you've heard of the city of Toronto,
you might have heard it called Toronto.
There's this place outside of the Scotiabank Center.
It's near the Christmas Island.
Yeah, it is pretty close to Christmas Island. It's called Maple Leaf Square. Named after the Toronto
Which
Maple
is,
Leafs.
It is strange because Maple Leaf shape is not a square.
It's not square. They should have made it a Maple Leaf shape. That would have been cool. It would
but
have been bad for television optics. But
yeah, well, you know.
Maple Leaf. Leaf.
Leaf Dome.
But when the Toronto...
Get leafed!
The Toronto Raptors play in the Scotiabank Center. It becomes Jurassic Park, as in Raptors in Jurassic Park.
And now
and
that's
people
of
go
course,
out. It has a
that's
max,
of course a play on the classic film Jurassic Park.
It has a max capacity of 5,000 people, and then there's a couple overflow areas, but there was something like 14,000 people trying to get in, so did not successfully. I went to a nice bar nearby, made some friends, watched the game. Great comeback, 25-3 run in the third quarter. I was so pumped. I get on the street, everyone's drunk and happy and high-fiving and hugging. It was a wonderful scene and a wonderful occasion. People climb on a bus. It's great.
Let me tell you, yeah, I saw people going on cars.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, halfway through the game, I didn't know how to feel for the first half of the game. I don't watch a lot of basketball, but I watch enough that I can tell you what's going on. Well, not really tell you what's going on, but I know what's happening. I know when the numbers go high, and I like that. But halfway through the game, I made a declarative statement, and I said, I think the Raptors are going to win.
Yeah.
And I said that around halftime. And then that, much to the chagrin of the people that I was watching the game with, because they were like, no, that means they're going to lose now. You ruined it for us.
Who is this?
People we know. One of them might have been a guest on this show at one point.
So is Andrew and Alex?
No, it was Matt.
Matt?
And Alex. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're watching it, and I'm like, they're going to win. And they're like, don't say that. And then they did win. So I think that I have the powers to predict the future.
Yeah.
So ask me any question about the future, and I guarantee you that I will get it.
Where
right.
is Kawhi Leonard going to sign?
With the Washington Generals.
Not a team in the league. That would be crazy.
Watch it. Watch it. 2026. He's going to be on the Washington Generals. He's going to be right there.
I could not imagine that.
He's going to be right there with Cager.
I could not imagine that.
He's coming out with Cager.
He does not have the personality for that in any way.
He's coming out with Cager. He's a big man. He's going to make sure that the Washington Generals really take home the 2026 season.
Claw's going to do that.
What else did you... We saw John... Is John this something... John Wick.
John Wick Parabellum.
Yeah.
Which they do say in the movie. It was nice.
Parabellum?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that.
It's where, like, Antebellum is this, and Parabellum gotcha. Is we go to war.
Now, let me tell you, when I go to see a John Wick movie, I'm not really there for...
dialogue?
For the dialogue. At all. So hold on. I'm gonna
what
keep
is this? What's going
hold on.
What is going on?
You don't have to draw you
What is happening?
You really don't have to draw attention to it every time I do something because
oh my god,
it makes it look
subtitles on.
That's
Are
what
subtitles
I,
on.
That's what I was just doing. And if you were a professional podcast host like me, you would do everything in your power to not draw attention to the fact that I forgot to do that and am now just putting on the subtitles.
Is the microphone on the right
the microphone's
microphone?
On the right microphone. I checked
is it
that
facing
already.
The right way?
Yeah, it's facing the right way. You
Are
can
you
see
sure?
it right now. I'm positive that it everything is. I'm doing is correct now. I like John Wick 3. I think that's a very good
it was
movie.
Fun.
I think that's a very good John Wick. Let me tell you something.
First is still my favorite.
The first is the most serious.
It makes most
Here's
sense.
Here's the thing, I think John Wick is a comedy movie now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a funny comedy now. I'm not going to give it away, but John Wick goes through so much glass in that movie. It's insane.
It's like a good crank.
Now, hold on. Slow your roll. Because I would say crank is a good crank.
No, crank is not. Crank's an uncompleted crank.
You
get a crazy guy hopped up on...
Heart drugs.
And
his
you
heart's
make it,
gonna explode if he
you make it one
go,
of the most stoic men, it's action men in the world.
It's speed if the bus was inside Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Is how I've often described the film Crank. I think Crank is nearly a perfect film.
That's not true.
Remember when he does sex to her outside and then
it's
all the school
rapey.
Children look at him in the
yeah.
bus? Yeah, it is. It sure is. What's
also...
his name? Chev Chelios?
Yeah, that's...
You're going to tell me that's not
Chev
a perfect
Chelios.
Movie.
what I was going to say. He,
come on.
He runs into... who's the dead Linkin Park guy? Chester?
Chester Bennington.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the drugstore.
And you're still trying to tell me it's not a
Pedro,
perfect film.
Pedro from Napoleon.
From Napoleon Dynamite is, of course, there. Who's the love interest in that movie? I can never remember.
Amy Smart.
Amy Smart. I was going to say Amy Adams, but that's not true. Anyway, John Wick 3, nearly perfect movie. I'm very excited to see Godzilla this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Are we doing that on Friday?
That's the other thing that's out.
Is that a mini-sode?
Oh, the Rocket Man. Rocket Man's out soon, too.
I want to see that also. Are we doing a mini-sode?
That's not a mini-sode. The last summer at some point, after I watched it.
I watched it. I know. Let me give you... Can I give my spoilers to how I feel about this movie?
You already told me.
Not to you, to the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, spoilers. You're going to have to listen to our mini-sode to find out how I feel about it.
We shouldn't call mini-sodes. They're bonus-sodes.
That sounds so much worse.
Bonus-sodes?
Bonus-sodes. You can't have the
but
S go
mini.
With the S. They are pretty mini.
They're the same or longer.
Compared to the
Actually,
length...
Actually, the Sabrina one is a mini-sode.
It's mini-sode. Compared to the length...
Have you watched Sabrina 2?
Yeah.
Have you watched all of it?
Almost. That's a mini-sode.
I finished it over a week ago.
I'm almost done. Do you think that you, in 2 months' time, will be able to speak intelligently about it?
No.
Yeah. So that's a mini-sode.
We should do it. We should do it soon. So I can still remember
Well, we know
I
that.
Barely remember the start of the season, because I watched, like... six episodes and then stop
well, the start
for a
of the
month
season
and then
the crazy Christmas episode that we did talk about in the
was
first
season one
mini-sode.
Yeah, that played into season two more than I thought it
yeah,
would.
It really did. But if you think about it, the mini-sode, like if you take a movie like 5 feet apart that's 3 hours long, the episode we did is mini because it's only an hour.
It's short.
So we only spent a third of the time of the movie talking about it, so that's a mini-sode. It's not mini compared to the rest of the podcast.
These are long-sodes because we're talking for 20 minutes longer.
These are just episodes. There's no
they're
like,
20 minutes longer than the episodes?
Roughly 20 minutes. This one looks like it's probably going to be about 30 minutes longer than the actual episode, which is fine because that's what people come here for. And honestly, once I start putting sponsored segments into these episodes,
no sponsors.
then with the longness of the episode will determine how much bank is going straight into my bank account.
Like, outside of the program that puts in ads, can we get ads, like get someone to pay us to record something and put it in?
Well, of course, but that is going to take more work than you're willing to do.
What if I do it? What if I get it?
I welcome any work that you do to this podcast. I welcome any initiative.
I'm going to make Zach pay us to put ads for his thing.
That's such a bad business decision for Zach!
I think he would do it,
I think he would too, but out of, like, pity, maybe. Yeah. It's such a bad business decision for him.
Would you take $5 each to put ads before every episode?
We're worth more than $5 an episode?
No.
Then, no, we're worth far more than that.
$5 to record, like, a 1 minute, not even a minute, probably, ad?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I'd need more than $5.
$10 each.
Yeah, you're getting closer, but...
Like a breakfast.
What? A breakfast. A breakfast is what I wager on a silly bet.
Yeah.
This podcast is serious business that is going to drum up a lot of revenue one day.
Not true.
Yeah, when I...
Let's do it. Let's
we're
get
doing
it.
A Patreon...
Bizarro Jug.
Bizarro... It's... I think... It has to be Bizarro Jug. Because
it can't be Jizarro Dale.
It can't be... It could not have to be Jizarro Dale.
Jugarodale?
I was going to say Jugodale would be the other one.
No,
So it has to be... So yeah, I don't particularly like Bizarro Jug.
But it makes
but I recognize
makes sense,
that it
yeah.
makes the most sense. And it's not even something that I can do a fun bit with you where I'm like, your idea is never correct. It doesn't make sense to do it any other way. So thank you for listening to Chapter...
Requiem for a Jug?
That's of course
or,
what that one's going to be.
Jugweem
Jugweem for a Dream is definitely what it's going to be. Fire Jug with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm hovering over the fun over Chapter 47 Bizarro Dale. I hope you're hovering over that too.
Jug.
On your PlayStation, your Xbox. Where else does it come out? Computer? Laptop?
Wait,
phone?
Wait. American Jugs.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about that. That one will get flagged by iTunes.
American Jugs. I like it.
Look forward to Chapter 50, American Jugs. Now, I don't know. Sorry, take a break. It's back to the Panner segment for just a second. I don't have any hard data to back this up. But I will tell you that our better performing episodes are the ones that
the
iTunes
pornier.
Has censored.
The more pornier
the,
ones.
The hornier the episode title, the better it is. So I am...
Who's watching it?
No one's watching it, they're listening to it. Like, I
who's
imagine
doing it? Are they
some
like,
12-year-old out there...
American Jugs, I might want to listen to
can
this.
Can you imagine, for a second, just a 13-year-old just ready to get some action on, and then he turns on a podcast that he thinks is going to be very horny, and it's us.
I want to masturbate to a podcast. Come on. What are you doing out there?
Can you say that again?
I want to masturbate to a podcast.
I just wanted a clean line read of that. In case anyone ever finds this podcast and wants to re-edit this.
Put that around.
You put that around. Yeah, I'm hovering over the thumbnail of Chapter 47 Bizarro Dale. I'm going to hit go in 3, 2, 1, click, and it is going now. That loaded fast. Do we skip the recap?
No.
Yeah, got to watch the recap to make sure that this is as long as possible.
Gets me in the mood.
Gets you in the mood.
We got kissing.
Yep. We can't do it though. My daddy's right there talking to
my homophobic father.
Father, my homophobic father. I'm here. I'm in the baby fascists.
How would he not? How'd his Moose's father not pick up on it when he had literally the exact same situation?
Oh, you mean when he was horny for his friend who looked exactly like Kevin?
Yeah,
exactly. I've never seen a show so brazenly say, no, you just be him.
They're just them. That's what they were.
I've been told that I look like my father, but I don't think I look so much like my father.
The genes of the other parent, they
don't exist.
They're not effective. Yeah.
Like, they're just strange clones of their fathers.
Why are they together? What's going on
here?
They're
friends, remember?
Are they again?
Yeah, they're friends now. Remember they did a hug?
But, yeah, okay. But also, we have other characters.
It's time for us to get married now.
There was not as much other characters as I thought
there was. I'm Tom Keller, and I don't know where my wife is.
Yeah, she's in Iraq. Who cares?
Was that ever addressed?
They mentioned it once.
I know, but why? Like, did he...
At some point,
did
she'll
come
back.
Did he call her and divorce her over the phone?
He just sent her a package.
A package with serving papers.
They're being fun brother and sister family.
Uh-huh.
And this man...
It was right in this moment that I called the entire plot to this episode.
It's funny that
it
she's
was in
like,
this one...
you know he's always had a thing for me.
And I'm like... Ma'am, he doesn't. He has not and does not.
This is the stare of a man who's dead inside.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to be good friends.
We grew apart because I'm not gay and he couldn't. He got upset when I rejected him.
You can even tell by the way he laughs. He's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, so they're going with Cheryl being crazy again?
Kind of. I mean, they're grounding her with Tony's, like, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're being an insane person. And then she does do her best to fix the things that she does.
A little.
I find it funny that you've seen Love, Simon, yes?
Yeah.
I find it funny that
great
there was...
Great movie that this episode, this show tells you to watch.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah. But it's...
We get more Bumble, too.
Yeah, there's more Bumble. Yeah, like, are they deep in the pockets of Big Bumble?
They're a Bumble machine.
How do you feel about Buck Bumble?
Who's that?
That's a Nintendo 64 character. He was a bee and he had a gun and flew around.
Garbage.
And he had,
the video game had
the best main theme song. I'm going to, at this point in the podcast, if I remember, I will pipe in the Buck Bumble theme song right now. Because nothing's happening in the show that's worth watching that's better than the Buck Bumble theme song. It's Rasta. It's very good.
Rasta? Ooh.
So good.
The 90s.
So, Bumble's still a thing.
Why are they doing this for her? For Hermione? This doesn't make any sense.
She knows.
She has obligation. Just because you burned her drugs? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Let her die.
Yeah.
Kill your moms.
Kill your moms. But what I was going to say is I think it's very funny that this show like had the whole episode that seemed to be a commercial for Love, Simon. And
yes.
Then kind of cribs a major plot line from that movie for this episode.
What other than like
the
Cheryl out
that
stuff,
yeah.
Who makes him come out though? Oh,
it's
that
guy. The
guy
at the football
yeah.
game.
That guy who plays like a kind jerk in a lot of things.
Yeah.
I like that guy though. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's in what's that other movie that I like a lot that I've watched like 3 times? It's the one where the girl...
Happy Time Murders.
No, it's with Lily... Not Lily Collins. She has eyebrows and she dies, but she keeps reliving the same day.
I believe you're talking
about... It is
about
not Groundhog Day.
Dead Like Me.
No, it's something like that.
What's
though.
The...
I like it
what's
a lot.
The movie where Lindsay Lohan dies and
no,
has to find out who... I Know Who Killed Me is what you're talking
not that.
About.
This is a...
You're talking about Lindsay Lohan.
This is a teen drama.
Uh-huh, so is I Know Who Killed Me.
I don't think I'd ever describe Lindsay Lohan
as
the one
with the eyebrows.
That is not her description.
She's the one with the twin sister
what
looks exactly
her
like her.
Yeah, that movie is that.
They get caught pretty good here.
In the room?
In the room. They get, yeah.
By his dad, who clearly...
Do you think we should be describing what we're seeing more?
Yes.
Season...
I've thought that from the very start. But it's hard to do. I don't know. It's just saying what's on the
season
screen.
Season 3, episode 12 is definitely when we should start.
I've tried to do it sometimes. It is. And it's, but it's just boring to say.
It doesn't feel natural. Listen, everyone.
They're kissing. Watch, Kevin and Moose kissing.
Watch the show while you listen to this. Is it so hard?
It might make the episodes quicker if we wrote down what happens and then just like beat by beat talked about it. But who cares?
Well, that's what initially what we were going to do.
Yeah.
We did that for our Yes Dear podcast, and that did not work.
No, it was more boring and slapdash.
Yeah, it was slapdash. We didn't have a lot to say.
Because there wasn't a lot going on.
Michael O'Malley's a nice man, I think.
He's the best actor on that show by far.
Yeah, but, also Christine.
She's okay.
Michael O'Malley's just a guy I want to have a beer with. Like, I'd elect him president if I could.
Sweet Pui gets to act a bit.
I know.
Sweet Pui's a pretty good actor, I think.
I think Sweet Pui's nice. I think he's my friend.
He should be on more. He should be.
He's on every episode.
He should be doing more than angry, though.
He's an angry young man.
He's being sweet and
Pui.
He's being sweet and Pui. He wants to be loved. He just wants someone to love his Pui.
But Josie will not.
She won't love
his Pui.
Because
she's very.
He's dirty.
She's sweet. Well, yeah, she thinks he's dirty.
She's got.
She's probably right. Like, by Riverdale standards, I think Sweet Pui probably is very dirty.
Yeah.
But she also likes Archie.
Yeah.
As we know.
As we predicted last episode.
Yeah, we said within the next couple episodes.
And then it happens.
Surprise, surprise!
It happens.
It happens right now.
Yeah. Jazz music. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, let's go back to the brothel, please.
Oh, yeah. The maple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I almost said chub. How would she not be? Is she not? They not living together? Oh, she got kicked out.
Yeah,
they're not living. So she lives at the brothel, Cheryl's mom. I guess.
I would assume so. I guess we don't.
Who's she palling around? She's palling around with Hal now.
Yeah,
because Claudius is dead.
Yeah. She definitely killed Claudius.
Poisoned him.
Yeah.
Didn't she admit to that?
Yeah. Well, I think she was like, even if I did, whatever, it doesn't matter.
She did.
Yeah.
Why'd she do it? Because of the drugs?
Did she say
why she did it?
He was too much of a liability.
That's it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Do you think in a better podcast we would know these things offhand?
I mean, if we cared about him more, I guess. Who cares? Their sexy talk is terrible.
It's just their jobs.
It's terrible. And if I was
their
children and I heard that, I'd be like, this is the most disgusting shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, if you were a 13-year-old trying to crank off this podcast, you would not be able to get it in right now. What if everyone...
I request an injunction.
What if everyone did...
In your pants.
...did their jobs for sex talk?
Yeah. I'm going to grow a root in you.
I'm going to friggin' schedule this social media post for right now.
It's going to be hot. It's gonna go viral.
It's viral again. No, don't say it's gonna go viral.
So who's doing this? Who do you think is doing this?
Marcus.
Is he the one doing
this? Yeah, because he needs to distract him so the kids can get kidnapped.
That is it. But how does
spoilers for anyone who's listening to this and watching this for the first time. Because he's reliving his own past because it's exactly the same, except his son is into it.
Was he the one? He wasn't the one to do it back in the day.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean, do it back in the day?
Like,
he kissed him.
The original parents.
Oh, no. No, that's unclear.
That's what I mean. How does he know that this is, like, the setup? This is, like, what
is
you do?
Is this the latest? It can't be.
No, it's not. How does he know that this is what you do to get him all intrigued? Oh, it's Swizzlers. Instead of Twizzlers, it's Swizzlers.
But it's still fun. Bumble. It's...
This is Bumble right here. This is Bumble part.
It's reasonable.
Cheryl,
yeah, because like, she's like, you should go on Bumble.
You should go on
Bumble.
Look at all the nice boys you can see on Bumble. Yeah.
No, it's reasonable to assume that because he was such good friends...
You can meet nice boys and girls on Bumble. And you can also meet friends. There's a separate tab where you can make friends.
Are you being paid off by Bumble?
There's also... I'm pretty sure there's like a business tab where you can get jobs
or something. Tell me about the business tab of Bumble.
I'm pretty sure there is like a tab on
there. It's called Bumble Business.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think there is a tab though, or the part of it where you can... Make business connections
Have
on
they
Bumble?
Gamified it yet? Like, is there tokens you can buy?
Yeah,
and
there's
stuff?
All that
yeah,
shit. Like
no,
now.
Thank
it's like you,
you
buy five
no,
tokens
you.
And you can super like someone.
I get enough of that in Mortal Kombat 11.
Great.
She's doing it. Listen to my question.
Well-adjusted, handsome, and out and proud fellas on Bumble.
Are you being paid off by Bumble?
I wish. Bumble. You'll never hear
the
this.
The only Bumble I know is a freaking snow... Abominable snowman is from Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
The only Bumble I know is the sound of the bees from the Bee Movie.
Now, what I was saying is I think it's not unreasonable to assume that Marcus, Moose's dad, would know what's happening because he was such good friends with...
With Kevin?
With, no.
With Kevin's dad?
Tom.
Tom.
Yeah.
He's good friends with Kevin.
Yeah, that's a plot line.
That would have been funny.
That's a very funny plot line that I would like to know.
Moose is not out, but Kevin's good friends with his dad.
Yeah.
Do something awesome today.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. I have that same poster on my wall. It's very tattered, though.
What is the A? LGBTQIA. Oh, asexual?
It's it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know it's... Isn't it now it's just LGBTQ plus? And
yes.
The plus is everything else?
Yeah. What's the I? Intersex?
I think so.
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
She's mad. Because she's being bad.
She's being very bad!
Not cool. Hey, they're not playing their wearing their ROTC uniforms with that guy in the background. That nerd.
That's his only clothes. I remember finding it very funny in high school when there was when there was football games, all the football people would wear their uniforms on Friday because that's when the games were played.
Before the game?
It's like the whole day you had to
wear. In class?
Yeah, in class. The whole
you
day.
You had to?
They were wearing their whole football uniform, yeah.
Why?
It was like football uniform and dress pants because it was like today's game day.
Like, what do you mean, unit? Like, just the jersey?
The jersey
and
over...
pads?
No.
Oh, okay.
The jersey over top of their dress shirt, which was a great combination.
Nerds.
It was very funny.
Yeah, that's
it
funny.
Was very... And dress pants.
Be
it
a
was,
team!
It was very funny. But what was...
Represent.
Even, what was even funnier was high school kids are terrible at keeping schedule.
Yeah.
So, undoubtedly, every Friday... There was at least one dope who was wearing his football uniform.
There's no game.
There's no game that they're playing. And then it was my time to shine when I would see the football man, and I would say, football man, where's your football game today? You fucking dope. Where's your football game?
Those idiots. I always hated it when there was a dress down, like, non-uniform day, and I would not remember.
Yeah, I... See,
and I'd be like, now it's time to wear my gym shorts.
I was lucky enough that I lived so close.
You could go and
that
change.
I would go home, or I would go to. I skipped class so much that I was like friends with the lady who worked at the front desk. So I'd go and be like, I'm gonna be late. I'm clearly wearing the uniform. I'm gonna pop home real fast. Maybe get myself a bee sandy on the way home. That's a breakfast sandwich,
yeah.
And I'll be back because high school don't matter, lady. This scene's very emotional. She's
Tony teaches her not to be
not to out people.
Not to out people.
Which you'd think as a gay woman herself, Cheryl would probably understand. But
she's new to
also
it.
Got a lot of other
issues,
outside factors that might, which is what Tony's telling her, might impact her understanding of the preciousness of the situation, which she doesn't understand. Our engineer is kicking Jordan in his side.
Is it here that it happens?
That what happens?
They kiss?
No, that's like at the end of the episode, yeah.
Okay, he just is very nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Is he into her,
Recruiter
too?
Recruiter from Juilliard, so it's gotta be close to New York.
Yeah, definitely. Because
yeah.
He drives her there.
Yeah.
There's more clues that it's in... Oh, stop it. It's in Vermont or... I'm betting Vermont because of the maple syrup.
The maple, yeah, that makes sense. And Vermont is a logging town,
and it's close
so
to
it
Quebec.
Make sense. They're really going for the... Twin Peaks in this season, I find.
Like, the Mapletown logging...
Not only that, but, like, the one-off character engagements. Like
I wanted it to be weirder.
One-off character interactions.
You got, like, one weird guy.
Yeah, if you had a woman walking around...
With a...
Carrying a log...
Log lady.
Was predicting the future with a log, yeah.
What do we got? We got the coroner, or mortician, or whatever his job is. Junior. I don't
mm-hmm.
remember his... actual name.
Isn't his name like Crumps?
It's something like that. Mumbles Jr.
Scab or
yeah.
something. Mumbles Jr.
He's weird and I enjoy him. But not enough other weird. Maybe the Evernevers. Yeah, Abigail Evernever, whatever her name. Evelyn Evernever.
Evelyn Evernever.
She's got some eeriness to her.
She just reminds me of whoever that lady is from Harry Potter.
Veronica's math glasses.
Yes, yeah, these are my smart. This is exactly the same as when John Taver puts on his mock tortoise reading glasses to look at his blueprint of a bar. It's exactly the same.
Do you think she needs them? The character?
Veronica?
Do you think she actually needs, like, she wears contacts and then...
I can tell by looking at those glasses there's no prescription in them.
But do you think in the idea of the character that her glasses, she wears contacts and then puts on glasses?
Absolutely not.
This is just for fashion?
Absolutely, I do not think that. It is a signal to everyone around her that I am doing smart. Math now.
I am doing smart.
I'm running a business. Don't bother me. I'm being smart. Please.
Reggie's an idiot. Where are they? Who are they stealing the money from?
Who did they stealing the money from?
The bank? No, his dad. They're stealing it from his dad.
That's right. They are talking about it because his dad right now. And if we were paying attention,
in the face too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, honestly, I don't feel bad for him for stealing for his dad.
You mean for his dad?
Yeah, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad about the situation because his dad is punching him a lot,
specifically in the show. I
also want to say, before you go off, that I think this episode further cements Reggie as the dumbest man in Riverdale.
Oh, he's very stupid.
Like, I know that he's in love, and I know that he thinks he's being and doing a smart thing.
Cool and clever.
And being cool and clever. But he's just, like, on a guess. He's like, yeah, my dad's security guard takes lunch at this time. Like, and then goes there and...
Wait.
Yeah.
Did they all get Chinese food together? There was a lot of Chinese food boxes on the table.
From Pops.
Yeah. But what is it going to cut back? But all the parents
None of
here,
them are going to eat it.
But it's half eaten.
Do you think that when all old people get Meet together, up, they gotta get like, Chinese. There's like...
Look at that!
There's a lot of... I didn't notice that before. Who do you think got the Chinese food? FP, definitely. FP's definitely the guy who's like, there's a lot of us getting together.
Let's get Chinese
food. Because FP's the only other person, maybe Fred, in this show that I've seen, like,
eat takeout.
Real munch down on some... Yeah. On some...
Not Jughead.
No, everyone eats takeout because no one's made a single item of food except for Fred making breakfast.
Breakfast for hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, everyone else only ever eats Pops.
Oh, and Alice. Alice has cooked a lot of mess.
That's true. Well, Alice has made a lot of messes where she gets cut by a broken glass and
a
stuff.
A lot of salads going around. They're all just cool now when it comes to the game.
Yeah, they all look like cool customers.
Yeah, there's Reggie's debt. See, that's what I was going to say. Like, outside of the actual, like, issues with domestic or, like, abuse.
Yeah, let's let it be known that anything we say in this comedy podcast...
Outside of actual issues with that...
Nothing we're saying...
Reggie doesn't strike me as the type... Like, seeing Reggie and Reggie's dad...
If you look at Reggie next to Reggie's dad...
He's, like, got
Reggie
2 feet on him.
Yeah, and, like, 100 pounds. And,
Reggie's personality
is that
if someone hits him, he's immediately hitting them back.
Which is not always how it works, of course.
That's not going to be my theft.
No,
what is that?
It's a Raymond Chandler novel.
It was not. It was a different... It was a different name.
Whoa, is the ignition underneath the wheel in this car?
It's an old
deal. Oh, no, it's not. It's just the way the camera was shooting it made it look like it was underneath the wheel. What a dumb ass!
She just sits there and looks around.
It's not only this, but it's what happens right after this, too.
This is a real book.
Uh-huh. What is it? Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23?
It is not. She also... Interesting. Okay.
Cheryl has a mega plan.
What's her
mega plan?
Is to take pictures of men at a brothel.
Got him.
In the hallway?
Now, the flash was clearly on.
Yes. I gotta imagine. I have to imagine.
Now,
like, they edited out the sound of a...
Yeah, yeah. In the interest of explaining what just happened, Tony just full-on took a flash photograph of a man coming out of a brothel
from 3 feet away,
and he didn't notice.
No. They're busy kissing. As you do.
Uh-huh. As you kiss. Yeah, definitely.
Leaving a brothel.
I've never been to a brothel, but I'm to understand that you kiss everyone in there.
Right around the corner.
Don't tell people where I live.
Well, they gotta find a brothel first.
That's not hard.
It's not like you Google brothel and they all come up.
Yeah, you Google brothel and my address is the first thing that comes up, actually. Why don't you give that dog a push so she stops making that sound?
Hey! Why do you think they're doing this, Archie and Josie? Just to throw something together?
Oh, man. If you're asking me why I think the showrunners are doing this. Why do I think they're doing this?
Like, just... it's just basically if a character is single,
they gotta pair them up.
And that's, like, there's no other options, really. They got rid of the other two.
If you want my actual...
The other two pussycats have yet to be seen in the
season. I don't have a joke for it, but I think what they are actually doing is, like, trying to parlay Archie back into a musical character.
And that's...
because I bet you, because of KJ Apa's musical background, he's like, hey, what happened to him doing
music? Yeah.
I would love to show off my...
Straight up, also... He played football at one point and has not been able to play on the team for, I would bet, like a year. I don't know.
Remember when he gave the captainhood to Reggie,
old Reggie,
who was originally older than them, but I think is now the same age?
Old Reggie?
Yeah. I call him 13 Reasons Why Reggie.
Better actor, Reggie.
Yeah, well, we don't know. We haven't seen the Reggie movie.
That you can tell from the trailer, I think.
He's good, I think.
No, you don't believe that.
I do. I think Reggie would be my... I think Reggie actually would be my friend.
The actor?
But the character and the actor.
The character...
The character has a harsh exterior, but I bet he would be my friend.
No. No. Actor? Maybe.
The character would... I would outsmart him into him being my friend.
No. I think you would you mentioned like Alien or something like that, or a Nintendo, and he's like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
He likes Nintendo.
Reggie likes Nintendo.
Well, in this universe, it's called Pop-tendo, and it's only got Burger Time on it.
It's called Sintendo.
God, I wish Sintendo was a real thing.
They got chicken pot pie at Top Pops. Who's as handsome as hell? I think if... I don't know what his career... He kind of has a Superman vibe.
Hey, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not a bad call. I mean, they're already on a WB network. If they were to do some new, like, Smallville-style show... Because they're already doing, like,
reboots. Just reboot a show that ended, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, come on. It's been, like, a decade.
Since Smallville ended?
Yeah.
I think you forget how long Smallville was on television.
It definitely ended in, like, 2011. It definitely
when
ended
did
in,
it
like,
start?
2011.
Like, it was 2002?
It started in, like, 2000!
I don't know if it was that early.
It was
like 2003 or 2002.
I read about the start of Smallville in the magazine,
the
not for adults.
It started on the WB.
Yeah, and then which parlayed into the CW.
CW.
Yeah.
So 2000, I would say like 2002, and then it was...
Hey, what do you think about this? They're getting out of the car. Someone's getting out of the car. Who is it? Who is it? Jughead
Mom!
I was...
already saw her name in the credits.
God, I was happy about this. And let
me
tell you...
She's coming back quick.
Didn't we predict this would happen?
Yes.
She's going to be coming back to Riverdale for... Because you don't get a name like
Gina Gershon.
You don't get Gina
Gershon and waste that.
You use Gina Gershon.
Here's these kids. Here's her kids. Here's your blue money.
Well, we didn't really talk. We were talking about something else.
Here's a bag of blue
money.
Come on.
This is on both Reggie and
Veronica. Yeah.
If you steal money from a safe, you have to assume there's a dye pack in there.
You idiots.
Even if it's your daddy's safe,
you have to assume. She's got a nice coat.
You like everyone's coat in
this
show.
Yeah, they got nice jackets.
They do have nice coats. It's summertime now, or almost summertime, and I don't
Can't
really need one anymore, but I love wearing a nice jacket. I even like a light jacket in summertime, but sometimes
it's too
hot. Maybe
a linen jacket?
Yeah, like something thin.
I think she finds them funny.
I think she finds the entire idea. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? No, Jordan doing kissy face.
I got a thing going on.
Is that a fartsy brood?
Yeah.
That's the telltale sound of a fartsy that's brewing up in
stupid one, and I'm excited about it.
You're saying Gina Gershon is gonna date Reggie?
We'll see. No, she's clearly an Archie.
Yeah, that's.
Do you think we're going to get more of your favorite couple, which is Archie and Jelly Bean?
That's not my favorite couple. I really need that to be known right now that that's not my favorite couple.
You want them to be
my
together.
Favorite couple is Archie and Jughead. But I don't want them to be together. I think Jelly Bean wants that.
Well, you both.
Us both.
Equally.
Yeah, I desperately want it.
His face is still blue. I like that touch.
Uh-huh.
He blew himself.
classic line. I just rewatched
that
show.
A caller.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, great.
It's very good up until season 4.
Yes. Do you think... Okay.
What?
Season prediction. Not a fartsy.
Season prediction?
Discussion.
What does that mean?
Cheryl,
this podcast sucks. What do you mean?
Whatever. Cheryl, as she's getting Tony's calm her down.
Yeah.
Getting her less crazy. Do you think something will blow that up at the end of the season?
Yeah, Tony's gonna die and Cheryl's gonna fucking go nuts. That's Dark Phoenix, baby.
I would like that, I think. Cheryl's more fun when she's unpredictable.
What do you think this is about? You think they're gonna make her this way forever? No.
Just turn into a better person?
I can't imagine that's what they're doing. That's, like... For a team of writers that seems to be constantly after the most obvious thing you can do, I can't imagine that's what they're doing.
Is that she's just a better person?
She's just different. She's just part of the gang now. Like, no. Like, but on the other hand, there's so many aspects of season one that never rear their head again.
Now, no.
It seems like season with this
one,
season...
Season one's different.
It is different. But it really does seem like with this season, they're trying to kind of get the magic of season one back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Archie's now doing music again. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I could imagine that...
It's just crazy that they're trusting her to have... That this is not poison.
Yeah.
She's the one you would trust the least.
So what are they doing?
They have to pretend to drink poison or something. Because that's what the letter said.
Yeah, I have to do that every night, too. I have to pretend to drink poison before I go to bed.
We all snuck in through the window. They walked into the school.
I almost bought an umbrella today.
To use as a cane?
No, but the umbrella I almost bought had a hook, like a wooden hook on the end of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah.
Because the umbrella I have now is stolen from someone that we both know, because it's been here for months.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke today on my way to work because it was raining. And then I found the piece that broke off on the way home, and I'm like, I won't buy the umbrella then because it's too expensive if I don't need it. But I kind of want it now, because I also think it would be good if I could, like, hook someone with it and, like, pull them somewhere. Like the Apollo.
Off a stage?
Yeah.
Why does everyone want to bang?
They gotta do a sex bump. But I do like they address it in this, where it's like, you might want to change those sheets, because whoever's down there a lot, yeah.
We know for sure Jughead and Betty...
Archie and Veronica.
I guess Tony and Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Sweet Pea and Fangs.
Josie. Yeah, Sweet Pea and Fangs.
Tall Boy and Jughead.
What are you doing now?
With his corpse.
Jughead's not in this episode. I'm now realizing
he is in a couple scenes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Where?
With Gina Gershon.
He was. Oh yeah, I guess so.
Got you! Tricked you!
Tricked you again. No one went in this room to begin with.
Skull I found.
I have a goat skull.
Goat?
Do you think a...
That's a massive goat.
Yeah, well, Riverdale makes big goats. Do you think that a butcher would give you a skull if you asked? And what do you think that conversation is like?
You get, like, a pig head.
Okay. Yeah. What did you call me?
A pig head. And then you let the flies take care of the rest.
Wouldn't it be maggots that do it?
Whatever.
Okay.
Well, they gotta lay their eggs.
How do you think the conversation goes where you go into a butcher and you ask...
One hogshead, please!
Uh-huh, and he says, for what?
To eat.
What are you eating? No one.
They're banging. I called it.
You did call it, but they don't actually bang.
They've done it.
They just.
This is a weird. They have to talk to their dad. Shot.
Yeah.
And then also they're banging. Yeah.
Hold on, I have to talk to my dad.
That they're together. Mm-hmm. If you guys are gone, the kids will bang. When the parents are away, the children will bang.
When the parents are in a gang, the children will bang.
Will bang. More bang. Everyone's banging.
Everyone but Archie.
And Josie, but they will soon.
The only ones you can't get a hold of are the ones that you've driven underground.
To bang. Why didn't they just do it at Kevin's house?
Why is...
Sierra? No, not Sierra. Cheryl.
Cheryl's mom.
Yeah.
Upset, calling Cheryl.
Worried about her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do say something. I think it's like everyone else in the room is like, aren't you going to call your daughter or something?
Do they say that? I don't think so.
I think so. I don't know.
Gaines here.
I will say the underwear, the identical underwear that they're wearing looks uncomfortable.
Nice 50s underwear.
It looks uncomfortable. You
can't buy that anymore.
Like, it looks like
they're in the Navy.
Yeah. Maybe it's part of their ROTC.
Uniform?
Yeah. What did you think about this? Did you know what was happening by this point?
With the... Who? Like, yeah. The plot?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's not, It's not subtle. Who else would it be? Tall Boys back from the dead?
Did you know what this was from the beginning of the episode?
No.
I knew as soon as they were in the diner that this was going to happen.
Moose kisses Kevin and I was like, I told my dad it went great.
That's a huge tell. Yeah. But I knew that that's what this show was going to do from the minute Marcus, whatever Moose's last name is, comes up
looks
and
at
talks
him.
To them. And he's like, you always knew he had a thing for me. I'm like, you could not be telegraphing yourself any harder.
Why is Cheryl there with her bow and arrow?
Because she's Hawkeye.
Yeah.
She's a green arrow.
They're
the red arrow. What? They're from the ROTC? Just make this man the freaking sheriff again.
Kevin's dead? Tom?
Yeah. He was good at it before.
That's not true. We've had several murders in his...
How many murders have we had since he's been done?
Several.
Yeah.
Not. I don't think we've had any since, except executed by FP.
It's true.
Since he took over. We've had Hermione kill Mineta, but that seemingly
Mineta
was
trying to kill Hiram.
In a different county.
Or I guess it was FP that tried to kill Hiram, but it was...
Shot Hiram, and then Tallboy... Murdered by
his...
So, okay, we predicted that Fangs was secretly still part of the gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it kind of seems unlikely.
Seems unlikely, but he could still be working for Hiram.
It seems less likely.
God, look at how identical they are.
I'm your son, and you're his son, and our mothers played no part in this.
Call me by your son's name.
This guy, I know this guy.
Who?
The actor. He's in stuff. I don't remember what, though. So they hopped him up on drugs?
They hopped him up on drugs. They scared him straight.
They've been doing this for 40 years?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, fucking, what's her name? Blossom was in here. Not for
Penelope.
Conversion therapy,
yeah.
But she was...
Just raised.
She was raised there. And it was up to some shady practices then, because they sold her
off. I'm still betting that Hiram was raised there, too. I'm betting that.
How much are you betting?
My Farchie.
You're betting your Farchie?
I said that in a previous Farchie. FP's just like, shit, this is crazy. And
hey,
also,
what else is Skeet Ulrich in?
That show that I've described it before, it was like the mid-2000s show where there's an apocalypse and it's about an American small town and like... Oklahoma or Kansas or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Jericho, that's what it's called.
Yes.
Jericho, he's in that.
I've never seen
he's
that.
He's like the main guy in that.
Okay. Is
Much
he,
younger.
He's Jericho?
He is Principal Jericho. That was the show that got canceled and was like one of the first ones revived by like...
DVD sales?
No, by like internet fandom.
Well, yeah.
Grouping together. they wrote a bunch of letters and they got a season two.
Yeah, every time one of those shows comes back because of internet fandom, it's always
not,
good.
It's not.
It's always good.
It doesn't work out.
God, I remember when Family Guy came back because of the
they're
DVD
trying to
sales.
Save AP Bio. Maybe that's good.
You haven't seen it to find out, have you?
I haven't
you?
Either.
And you're like the one person.
I do want to watch it.
No, I was going to say, you're like the one person I know who has cable, and you
I
haven't
don't.
Watched it. So
is it a cable show or a
yeah,
Hulu
it's
show?
It's on NBC.
I don't watch TV, though.
Well, exactly. It can't be that good, or you would have seen it. You would have heard more about it if it was that good.
Glenn Howerton.
Yeah. Glenn Howerton's been in any number of
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt's been in a ton of crap, too.
It's supposed to be all right.
Why are you saying this because it was on Comedy Bang Bang?
Was it? It has been. I don't know. It just seems like something I'd like.
All right.
Here's where they do it.
I'll just say Glenn Howerton doesn't always knock it out of the park. I like his It's Always Sunny stuff. But.
Yeah. Archie was great to you, and now you love him.
I'll tell you, last summer shared some similar themes to this show.
Did it?
A little bit.
Is he being nice? Is he being a sweet boy?
He's being a sweet boy.
Yeah.
He's much, much, much smarter in that movie than he is in this
That's
show.
That's hilarious. I can't wait.
But, like, they play up how smart... Yeah, you should watch it. We should record the minisode soon. But, you like, he's smarter in a way that's like, oh, movie writers wrote him as smart, and it's not genuine. It's like... He's like, oh...
The character needs to
like,
be smart.
Like, when he's, like, helping someone edit, like, an audio file, he's like, what if you just move this down here? And it's like, he moves one thing, and it's like,
perfect.
How'd you know how to do that? It's pretty good.
This is their song,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's their song?
I mean, it's the show written song, not a cover.
I don't know.
I think.
I've known probably 10% of the songs that they've licensed for this show.
They've done some. They did a sexy strip tease to Tears of Fears.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you haven't stopped talking about it since then.
I don't understand the version they chose.
It's... I don't understand, is Betty a serpent? Because that was the serpent initiation, and they've never talked about it
yeah,
since then.
Yeah, most people seem to not believe she's a serpent.
Yeah, well, she's not really. She doesn't act like one.
How can you not kiss? I like that hers on there is taller
yeah.
as well. That's very nice on the cake.
I forgot they did get married. I forgot that that actually happened.
This is, it's happening now, right?
Yeah.
It just happened?
Yeah. Yeah, because they wouldn't have their cake in the hotel room before
they
got married.
Checking it out. I don't know if this is the hotel room. That was the bed they were in before, wasn't it?
So is that just where they live?
I guess so.
What's their house? Their house looks like a hotel.
Her house is a mansion.
Oh, Moose got to move away.
My dad tried to make us drink Kool-Aid in the woods. What do you think is going to happen to Kevin? Is that your Farchie?
What do I think is going to happen to Kevin?
What's his deal going to be?
What's his deal going to be?
Yeah, he's got Moose
gone. Kevin's a very, very well-adjusted young man. He'll be fine.
They got to do something with him, though.
He's
Holy
not...
Holy crap!
What? Yeah, no, that... Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Because that dog sheds
What are you doing to me?
Any dog I've ever seen in my life. You should see... Jordan, it's a nightmare in this house trying
what
to keep
doing?
Hair off of
you
things. Should shave the dog?
Bald.
I found a shampoo that
That's a nice
is
look.
Supposed to
get him
stop
that.
Dogs from shedding. But I bet it works
that.
Like use the shampoo in case you're going bald shampoo, which
yeah.
I don't think actually
Doesn't
works.
Work. Apparently, I saw an ad for Rogaine the other day that was like, this one actually does stop your hair.
When you've gotten to your... When your marketing campaign is drilled down to
this
one
it
does
actually,
it.
We actually...
This one, we've tricked
we
you for years.
We actually do help your hair regrow now.
We tricked you for, we won't lie, 30 years.
What is this? Who is this group of...
This is a friggin...
1950s greasers
this
girls.
This is the punk party.
Their group name is terrible.
Look at all the things. Look at all the people we found.
I got together a group of ladies who are not serpents.
I got tough...
But they look like they might be
I
serpents.
I got tough ones together. I got tough ladies together.
This is Sandy and...
You know who looks like they don't fit in this group?
Cheryl.
Tony and Cheryl!
Yes. Tony does a little, but she has to do her hair different.
I know that she does.
She just has to do her hair different.
Maybe it's Cheryl's influence, but she looks a lot softer than she
used. Pretty Poisons.
I know, I do like that.
Pretty Poisons.
Some of these characters look actually like they are like scrapped Sabrina characters.
Yeah, that's true, because they're more into the what decade is it vibe.
The 50s, yeah, exactly.
I do love Harvey's truck. Harvey's truck, I wish I had. His, like, 1960s truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Toledo.
Did you like that the jalopy made an appearance in this episode?
Yes, that's beautiful.
Not an appearance, but at least it was talked about.
I have a jalopy. Let's go to New York, to Juilliard.
See, they're deceptive.
Yeah, I don't trust your...
I expect it from you, Gina Gershon, but Jellybean?
You're raising Jellybean to be a spider lady.
A spider lady?
In the center of her web.
Gotcha.
What's their plan? I got it. It's part of my farce.
What do you mean, what's their plan? They're going to take over Riverdale.
Where do we belong? That's how we say it.
Yeah, does that help for the podcast?
Where do we belong? Let's kiss.
Got nothing to lose now. You're not going to Juilliard anymore.
You gotta...
Might as well do kisses to me.
Tie your line to this sinking
ship.
This damaged individual.
Hey, remember when I was an alcoholic one episode ago? Yeah. You put me in a cold chair. That's another episode of Riverdale!
I was attacked by a bear.
Hey, Jordan, let me say something.
No wonder you're fucked up.
This episode?
Pretty good.
A+!
Yeah, it's a pretty good episode.
This is a lot of fun.
I'm gonna call it an A.
Yeah, you always gotta go one more.
I do.
Yeah, you don't enjoy the simple pleasures in life like a father trying to scare his son straight by dressing up in a goat costume and making him drink poison in the woods. remember that issue of Archie Comics he got for a dime down at the local.
Yeah, buy that book. Every time I'm in chapters, I look at it and I'm like,
yeah, remember? Good. Remember when we actually thought about this show and we're like, oh yeah, what kind of segments are we gonna do?
Segment.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play the Archie the Riverdale board game and we're gonna freaking
Monopoly?
No, the Riverdale board game.
Oh, the actual board game, yeah.
And then we're gonna
looks bad though. Worse than Monopoly.
Yeah. The only reason you have Monopoly is because it's got Riverdale on the front of it.
Yes.
Yeah. A+ from me. Good ep. Good
A.
ep.
Solid ep. Silly. Fun.
Yeah. This is what I like.
Get a bunch of characters going around.
Get a bunch of stuff happening at once.
Get it doing.
Get it. Just make it move.
Go.
There's only Go 10. You only have so much time. There's only 10 episodes left.
Don't make me think. Wait. Okay,
you're doing spoilers.
How are there already... What do you mean tensions mount? That group's brand new!
Alright, well, Jordan's reading the description and not talking about... Or not reading what he's talking about, so we gotta save it for next time. Jordan, do you think it's time we move into everyone's favorite segment? Because this is Betty or Veronica.
Betty or Veronica!
He made it punk rock this time.
Yeah.
there's a little Joe, or who is it?
Bruce?
Jimmy Huron.
Jimmy Huron? What? Jimmy Huron?
Oh, Jimmy Huron.
Who's that one?
He's the lead singer of Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Okay. No, Bruce.
Bruce who?
Springsteen.
Okay, that's like Bruce, I guess. This is Betty and Veronica. This is everyone's favorite segment. This is, of course, where we talk about which character we like. Is it Betty or is it Veronica? Jordan, you go first.
My Betty or Veronica is Moose. Okay. He was nice boy this episode.
Uh-huh.
I feel sad for him. He's got a bad dad. And
yeah.
He looks like Superman. Superman eyes.
Yeah, you do want him to be Superman, huh?
Nice.
Is that your whole Betty or Veronica?
That's it.
Well, my Betty or Veronica is Kevin. I think Kevin's nice this episode. And let me tell you, I think that he takes everything that happens to him in stride. And that's something that should be, really aspire to handle situations like that. Someone puts a couple pieces of poison in front of you. You maybe be the first one and say, "I'll take the poison. Don't worry about it. This one's on me. Hey, partner, this one's on me. I'll take the poison." And then when your boyfriend leaves you at school, he's got to move away to tears. Other family because his dad tried to friggin' kill you and your boyfriend in the woods. You shed a few tears, but you walk away, man.
It was fake poison, a trick.
Anyway, my baby Veronica, I'm Kevin this time, Jordan's Moose. And don't you dare read into what that means. Everyone out there listening to this, Jordan, what's your Farchie? Because this now is, of course, Farchie's.
My Farchie!
Farchie is where we talk about what we
look. Said this already? This I may
is
have
where,
said
hold
this.
Hold on, I got to introduce the segment. This is where we look far. In the future of Archie, for what is probably going to happen, what we think is going to happen in the future of Riverdale, probably in the next three episodes.
Jordan? Long term.
Mm-hmm.
What if Jughead's mom is the Gargoyle King?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you said earlier in your life?
Yes.
I've got a
Farchie. I've got a plan.
I've got a Farchie.
What if Jughead's mom is the Gargoyle King? Everything. Well, the first part was because she didn't like, she was into FP and she didn't like FP palling around with Alice and Hermione. And she's like, I gotta break this group up because I like FP. And now she's doing it because she wants to get in on the territory again. She misses FP. Or maybe she doesn't miss FP, but she wants to get in on the territory.
She's jealous. Jealousy's different than love.
The serpents fell apart. And then you got Hiram and she's like, this man's an idiot. I can take away his power. And she's being a Gargoyle King.
Okay. Is that your Farchie?
I'm just throwing that out there.
My Farchie's very similar.
Is it?
What if Jellybean is the Gargoyle King?
Well, no, that's not true.
What if Jellybean's jealous?
She's holding sticks? She's not tall enough to hold the sticks.
She wants Archie all to herself, and she thinks the only way that can happen
is to be a Gargoyle King?
Is for me to kill everyone else in town. I gotta be the Gargoyle King. But luckily, I've got these here sticks that I can hold outside this cloak,
and I'll stand on stilts.
And I'll stand on stilts, and it's me, Jellybean, the Gargoyle King, and Jughead will never suspect. He'd never suspect his sweet little innocent baby sister to be the Gargoyle King. It's me, Jellybean.
Do you think she will get upset that Archie is dating someone within the next
three
episodes?
Yeah, I think that's another reason that they're doing that. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the whole thing that she wants.
What else we got?
I think Jellybean's going to join, or want to join, the Pretty Poisons.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're gonna have a whole initiation sequence where she has to go in.
That's gross.
She has to go into mud.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
She has to crawl in the mud.
How long? We got Archie and Josie going. How many episodes?
Like,
you think?
Fucking four.
Four.
Can't be that long.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems so random.
Do you think our prediction from like three episodes ago of Archie and Betty at some point will take place?
God,
anymore?
Even asking me to remember that prediction is a big one. Yeah. I don't know. Like
this season, you think it's going to kick
in? The key change that this episode had in just overall tone of the show. I don't know what's going to happen
we
now.
We can watch the season finale now. It's out.
We're not going to do that.
No,
we have to watch this in order. Then we have to do minisodes for months until season four comes out.
Christ almighty.
Look, you wanted this.
No, I didn't.
Jordan, what's your fact? This is Jordan's
interesting
fact. Oh, my fact.
To I've got a fact.
About Riverdale. It's definitely going to be about that friggin' book.
It is 100%. That The Girls in 3B, which Veronica was reading.
Don't trust a bee in The Girls in 3B.
The name of the book was The Girls in 3B, written by Valerie Taylor. Anise, Pat, and Barbie are best friends from rural Iowa. Fresh, they arrived in booming 1950s Chicago to explore different paths towards independence, self-expression, and sexual freedom. Oh, this is long. Basically, they're hanging out in Chicago. It seems cool. It's the heartbreaking detail and hidden world. I got lost. Femininity.
This isn't a
1950s. So it seemed like it was an author...
Don't do a guess of the synopsis as your
friend. We got Valerie Taylor here. She's writing.
What are you doing? We have Valerie Taylor here. You're looking at a picture of her on your phone.
No, these are books. She wrote Stranger on Lesbos. She wrote Return to Lesbos. She wrote Whisper Their Love. And she wrote A World Without Men. It seems like they're all like.
Is that hinting at anything?
They're all, it's
reading.
She's like,
book.
What else is going on this episode? We got the Pretty Poisons forming. We got a world of empowered feminine women Also, feminine sexuality. Hints. Look at this book title. Look at what's going on in the episode.
Stop screaming. Jordan, it's okay.
Lesbian Pulp Fiction. That's my fact.
That's not a fact. That's, you read a synopsis off of Google.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mallory Taylor died in 1997.
That's my
How
fact.
Dare you make me laugh at the death of Mallory Taylor, a woman I just heard of.
She also published under the names Nacella Young, Francine Davenport, and Velma Tate.
Well, this explains why when I try to publish my books under the name Francine Davenport, then they laugh me out of the publication room.
The girls in 3B.
Hey, Jordan!
These covers are sexy.
Okay, I don't want to talk to you about that anymore. Do you have anything else you want to say about chapter 47 of...
A+!
Oh, you're up now!
No, I'm still an A.
Okay, I think it's an A+. I think that episode is A-okay and here to stay. Jordan?
Yeah.
Thanks for sitting down and watching this episode again with me.
Great.
Thanks everyone out there for watching this. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JoeGetsPod. Remember, if you rate and review this episode, Jordan...
I will shout you out on Instagram.
I will read your review on air. Now, if you follow us on Instagram, and please do, we have four pictures. You get a special picture. We're not going to tell you what that picture is. It's four now.
Did you post one?
No. It's one of Adam, one of Brian... we don't have one for Matt. Christmas. And, yes, Matt. Okay, yeah. So four. Anyway, send all your burning questions to jokeheadspot@gmail.com. We'll answer them on air. Please give us 5 stars, but if you don't, we'll understand. Until next time, everybody. That's been Jokeheads. I'm Tom, that's Jordan. Thank you so much. And don't forget, keep jugging.
You can meet nice men on Bumble.
Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica, too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance and we wanna sing. Have some fun and go adventuring. All our friends are here, but it ain't complete. We ain't the Archie without the Jughead.